Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our program, Bounties and Gratitude. In the previous episode, we discussed a great bounty, time, and reflected on its importance and how to make the most of it. In today's episode, we will discuss a great bounty, intelligence. We will explore what intelligence is, its importance, and how we should use it in ways to enhance it. But first, let's begin by listening to the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, reciting durood upon me is light on the bridge of sirat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Viewers, today we have an amazing topic, intelligence. First, we will explore what intelligence is, along with its importance and greatness, so we can understand what a valuable bounty it is. Then, we will discuss how we should use this bounty of intelligence in the best way. Sayyiduna Haris bin Asad Muhasabi rahmatullahi ta'ala defines intelligence as follows. Intelligence is a natural ability that enables us to understand intellectual sciences. It is like a light instilled in the heart, allowing it to grasp and comprehend knowledge. While describing the meaning of intelligence, Sayyiduna Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that intelligence is a unique attribute that sets humans apart from all animals. It allows a person to grasp theoretical knowledge and develop deeper intellectual abilities. Viewers, the most esteemed and honorable bounty granted by Allah Almighty to a human is intelligence. While all of Allah Almighty's bounties are valuable, the unique distinction and honor given to intelligence sets it apart. Hence, it is mentioned in Faizul Qadir in this regard that Allah Almighty has granted every human various attributes, but the most superior of them all is intelligence. Allah Almighty has granted intelligence to every animal, but unlike humans, their intelligence is limited to basic survival, protecting themselves from harm and seeking comfort. Even the tiniest insect possesses a level of intelligence. However, Allah Almighty has blessed humans with extraordinary intelligence, granting them the ability to think, reason, and comprehend. Just as we acquire knowledge through our five senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching, intelligence is also a key source of understanding. The five senses gather information and pass it to intelligence, which then analyzes it and draws conclusions. This process leads to knowledge, and based on this knowledge, a person navigates his daily life and makes decisions. In addition to this, intelligence enables a person to reflect on the wonders of creation. As humans contemplate the signs of the universe, the secrets of nature are unveiled, leading people a sound intellect towards the ma'rifat of Allah Almighty and drawing them closer to Him. Thus, we understand that intelligence is the foundation of knowledge, and it serves as a means of attaining the ma'rifat of Allah Almighty. One of the reasons humans are regarded as the best of creation is their intelligence. If it allows them to think, acquire knowledge, and ultimately recognize their creator. This is why the Holy Quran proclaims, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know and those who do not know equal? Only the possessors of insight accept advice. This Quranic verse not only highlights the excellence of the knowledgeable, but it also emphasizes the importance of intelligence. The level of knowledge a person attains is directly linked to the extent of his intelligence. The more intelligence a person possesses, the greater his ability to acquire various sciences and arts. On the other hand, someone with limited intelligence may grasp basic knowledge, but may struggle with creativity and innovation, as he lacks the intellectual capacity to develop new ideas from his learning. Thus, an intelligent person holds a higher status than someone with lesser intelligence. However, intelligence is not a fixed trait. It can grow and develop. Increasing intelligence requires knowledge and experience. In this regard, intelligence is generally categorized into two types. The first type of intelligence is natural intelligence, which is the same in every sane person and neither increases nor decreases. The second type is acquired intelligence, which is developed through experience and effort. This form of intelligence grows as a person gains more experiences and makes careful observation. From this perspective, it is often said that an elderly person possesses greater wisdom and awareness due to a lifetime of experiences, while an experienced individual is more perceptive and insightful. In this regard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "An elderly person in his nation is like a prophet in his ummah." After quoting this hadith, Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah states that this is not due to his wealth, age, or physical strength, but rather because of his greater experience, which is a product of his intelligence. Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, for what reason are people superior to one another in the world?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, "Because of intelligence." I asked the hereafter, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, "Because of intelligence." I asked that will they not be rewarded for their deeds? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, "O Aisha, people perform good deeds according to the intelligence that Allah Almighty has granted them. Their deeds are based on their level of intelligence, and they will be rewarded for their deeds only." Let's listen to another beautiful hadith about the variation in intelligence and its significance. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a very lengthy hadith. At the end of the hadith, it is stated that angels ask the Lord, "O our Lord, have you created a thing even greater than the arsh?" Allah Almighty replied that, "Yes, that is intelligence." They asked that, "What is its worth and status?" Allah Almighty replied that, "Let it go. Its knowledge cannot be encompassed." "Do you have knowledge of the grains of sand?" They replied, "No." Allah Almighty said that, "I created intelligence in varying degrees, just like the grains of sand. Some were given one grain, some two, some three or four. Others were granted a farq, a measure containing 8 seers of grain. Some received a wasq, which is equal to 60 sa' of grain. And some were given even more than this." From this hadith, we learn the immense greatness of intelligence and that not everyone possesses the same level of intelligence. Rather, it varies from person to person. Dear viewers, we can understand the significance of intelligence and those who possess it from the fact that Allah Almighty repeatedly addresses people of intelligence in the Holy Quran, offering them guidance and warnings. Hence, in one instance, he proclaims, "Inna fi dhalika la'ayatan liqawmi ya'qilun." Translation from Kanzu Irfan, "Indeed, in this there are certainly signs for the people of intelligence." In another verse, Allah Almighty proclaims, "Fa'atabiru ya ulil abusar." Translation from Qadzu Irfan, "So learn a lesson, O people of insight." Viewers, we have mentioned these Quranic verses as examples. Otherwise, intelligence is referenced in various words, a total of 49 times in the Holy Quran. The excellence and greatness of human intelligence are so profound that Allah Almighty has made His creation subservient to humans. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims the Holy Quran, "Alam taraw anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard." Translation from Qadzu Irfan, "Did you not see that Allah has set in motion whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth for you?" This means that Allah Almighty blessed humans with intelligence and made the rest of creation subservient to them. You can observe this in your daily life. For example, the horse, which is many times stronger than a human, remains subservient to humans because it does not possess intelligence like that of a human. If the horse were granted human-like intelligence, it would immediately break free from human control. Therefore, intelligence is indeed a great bounty from Allah Almighty, and it is also a blessing that Allah Almighty made His creation subservient to human. May Allah Almighty help us value this bounty. the masterpieces of intelligence. Dear Islamic brothers, you've just heard about the importance and greatness of intelligence and how honorable and significant it truly is. Now, let's explore the creative task that humans have accomplished through their intelligence. You can appreciate this by looking at the contributions of our pious predecessors who wrote hundreds of thousands of books on Islamic knowledge, providing vast amounts of wisdom within the commentaries of these texts. They developed the principles and laws of commentary, hadith, and Islamic jurisprudence, formalizing these sciences as subjects of study. Additionally, they introduced new dimensions of logic, philosophy, and ilm al-kalam, the philosophical study of Islamic creed, leaving the world in awe. These are all masterpieces of human intelligence. Similarly, we are living in the age of technology. For example, humans first discovered the atom, the smallest unit of matter, invisible to the naked eye. Initially, it was believed that an atom could be split, but through the intelligence and continuous experimentation, even the atom was broken. It was believed that an atom could not be split, but through intelligence and continuous experimentation, even the atom was broken. Advancements in transportation have also been remarkable. In the past, traveling to another country would take months, but today those journeys have been reduced to mere hours. In various fields of knowledge, such as chemistry, physics, mathematics, medicine, psychology, astronomy, information technology, humans have made astonishing progress. Today, discussions revolve around artificial intelligence, where computers, once given instructions, can perform tasks on their own. In other words, what once required human intelligence is now being executed by AI. However, no matter how advanced artificial intelligence becomes, it can never surpass human intelligence. While AI can provide hundreds of solutions to a given problem, it can only answer questions based on the data stored within it. AI cannot generate solutions for completely new problems if the required data is not pre-existing in its system. This is where human intelligence comes in. Allah Almighty has placed a unique capability in human intelligence that it continuously stores information, whether consciously or unconsciously. Whatever we see or hear is automatically recorded in our minds with no limits to storage. Because of this, a human can solve problems that even AI cannot. Therefore, we should always be grateful to Allah Almighty for this extraordinary bounty of intelligence. He has blessed us with this superior ability and made us the best of creation. Viewers, you have briefly heard about the masterpieces of human intelligence. Indeed, all of these are wonders of the intelligence granted by Allah Almighty. So far, we have discussed the importance, greatness, and remarkable achievements made possible through intelligence. Dear viewers, when a person recognizes a bounty, it becomes necessary to express gratitude to the creator of that bounty, Allah Almighty, who has blessed us with it. True gratitude for the bounty of intelligence means using it in ways that earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let's explore the ways in which we can show gratitude for this bounty of intelligence. Firstly, my dear Islamic brothers, the first way to show gratitude for a bounty is to refrain from using it for sinful purposes. In other words, we should not use our intelligence to commit sins, nor should we take pride in our cleverness by deceiving others and causing harm to innocent people. Although such individuals may consider themselves intelligent, they are not regarded as intelligent in the court of Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, when the noble companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked a question about it, the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded that intelligent is the person who is Allah-fearing, though he is apparently humiliated and disgraced in the world. The second way to show gratitude for the bounty of intelligence and use it correctly is to adopt wisdom while instilling the fear of Allah Almighty in one's heart. This way, if Satan whispers temptations to misuse intelligence, the person will refrain from wrongdoing out of fear of his creator. Hence, it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Translation of Ganzul Irfan, and fear me, O people of intelligence. Under this Quranic verse, it is mentioned in the commentary, Siratul Jinan, the people were addressed as people of intelligence, to emphasize that true intelligence leads to the fear of Allah Almighty. A person who does not fear Allah Almighty is no different from those who lack understanding. Real intelligence is what instills the fear of Allah. Any intelligence that leads a person away from faith is not intelligence at all. It is a lack of wisdom. Consider Abu Jahl. Despite his worldly knowledge, he was devoid of true intelligence. While subhanAllah, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was truly intelligent because his faith and wisdom brought him closer to Allah Almighty. Viewers, one of the correct uses of intelligence is to reflect on the universe and its wonders. The mountains, rivers, oceans, fields, the trees, clouds, rain, the solar system, and the countless stars all are perfectly organized. Such an intricate and flawless system must have a creator, one who is all-powerful with complete control. That creator and owner is none other than Allah Almighty. When a person uses his intellect to contemplate the creation of Allah Almighty, his faith in Him grows stronger. And when faith is firm, even Satan's attempt to misguide him fails. Regarding this, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Allah Almighty sent down revelation to various prophets alayhi wasalam, saying that Satan misguides 100 ignorant people. He climbs their necks and takes them wherever he wishes. But it is extremely difficult for Satan to misguide an intelligent Muslim. My dear Song brothers, our episode is coming to an end. So let's hear about some effective ways to enhance intelligence and wisdom. The renowned statement of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi on this matter is well known. He says, a person who keeps their clothes neat and clean experiences fewer worries, and one who applies the pleasant fragrance finds an incredible intelligence. One way to increase intelligence is to abandon sins and engage in good deeds. The beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty said to Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Uwaymir, this was the name of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, increase your intelligence and you will get closer to Allah Almighty. He asked, Your Highness, how should I increase my intelligence? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, that refrain from the actions that displease Allah Almighty. Perform what He has made obligatory upon you, and you will become intelligent. Then perform nafil good deeds, and your intelligence will continuously increase. You will become close to Allah Almighty, and you will get dominance and honor in the world. Avoid self-conceit and overconfidence. Don't think I am excellent, or my opinion is the best, or nobody can think better than I do. Do not adopt this mindset. Instead, practice humility. Sayyiduna Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi advised his son, saying that, son, a person's intelligence does not become perfect until he has 10 habits. Then, while describing the 10 habits, he said, the most superior habit is for a person to consider everyone in the world better than himself and to view himself as the worst. Make a habit of thinking. Instead of acting impulsively, take the time to consider every aspect of your decisions. If something is unclear, make it a point to seek advice from others. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was known for his deep thinking. He would often remain absorbed in thoughtful contemplation. One day someone asked him, Sir, why do you think so much? He replied, Al-fikru mukhul aqli, that thinking is the core of intelligence. Surround yourself with experienced, wise, and insightful individuals. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when you encounter someone who is detached from worldly matters and blessed with the bounty to speak less, draw near to him. Such a person is endowed with wisdom and insight. In another hadith, it is stated that glad tidings to the one who meets an Islamic jurisprudence expert and wise person and frequently visits him. May Allah Almighty bless us with wisdom, intelligence, and insight, and grant us the ability to use these bounties for good deeds. Ameen. Bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.